Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me, telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet, so what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
The kettle's boiled, Vic.
Great. Perfect timing. Just a dash of milk for me, please, mate.
Here you go. Shall we get started then?
Have you ever woken up on a Sunday morning and said, I'm never drinking again, and then found yourself waving $50 at a barman by happy hour?
Are you wondering why everyone else can stop at one, while you head to a dodgy after party with a weird bloke called Disco Dave? If so, it might be time to take a deeper look at your relationship with your reliable social crutch, alcohol.
On each episode, we'll investigate our own dysfunctional dealings with booze and find out if it's possible to stop this deeply ingrained habit before things get too messy.
Yep, we're going to open up a shame shed of humiliating drinking stories to help you understand why waking up from a booze coma each weekend with a kebab sticking out of your top pocket might actually be negatively impacting your health.
Hamish and I are here to delve into what it's like being sober, an unwanted warts and all look into why giving up those cheeky pints or putting down those mummy wines will make you feel happier, help your anxiety and mental health, and turn you into the most sparkly, authentic version of you.
Won't that mean I become boring though, Vic?
Well, Hamish, we'll just have to wait and see. I'm Victoria Vanstone.
I'm Hamish Adams-Cairns.
And this is Sober Awkward. But we have some really exciting news today, don't we, Lucy?
We do.
It's time for a little drum roll and perhaps a little raising of the trumpets. What else? What else is a celebratory noise?
Fly some flags.
Fly some flags. Maybe Alan can add some flapping noises.
Yeah. Not red ones.
Not red ones, no. Bright, colourful, rainbow ones.
Rainbow ones,
yeah.
We do.
Because we have a big announcement today, don't we, Lucy?
We do.
We have some very exciting news for all our lovely Sober Awkward listeners and anybody else, because the kettle has officially boiled, people. Today we're introducing you to Cuppa, the free social network for the sober and sober curious. We've created it for you to meet other sober people for a cuppa, or online for a cuppa, or just to chat about your sobriety. Do anything you like. Cuppa is here to make you not feel so alone in your sobriety journey. You can organise to meet people online or in person, create groups and events, share books and articles, and sign up for a sobriety course. It's all going to be on there. Cuppa is free for everyone. We wanted to make sobriety accessible for all.
And it really is what people have been asking for, isn't it? Because
yeah.
You've been inundated with people contacting you about this podcast. And a lot of the themes in those emails or Instagram messages have been that people feel quite alone.
Yep.
And they want to be able to chat to other people. And another thing that I think people want to do after listening to our podcast, but to any podcast, is to carry on the conversation and to have some input. So one of the great things on Cuppa is that every time we do a podcast, it's going to go on there. And so if you've been listening and you're like, yes, yes, I agree, or I really want to make a point, or I want to join in the conversation.
Or why does Alan like chicken biryani?
Yeah, whatever. You can actually go onto Cuppa and you can join in the chat about the podcast, and we'll be on there talking to you as well. I've just used it myself sort of personally, just putting my thoughts on there around alcohol. Yeah. I'm finding that a lot of my discussion on Cuppa is circling back to chocolate and cakes.
Oh, yeah, everything does. Everything circles back to those two things, doesn't it? Tea, chocolate, cake. We're so excited about this because, you know, we have done this because of the demand, because people want something more. They want to go to a place. It's basically going to be like Facebook, but for the sobriety community. It's a really simple way of putting it, where you've got all the information you need on there to enjoy your sober life and share. And even if you're further along on your sobriety journey, to help others, because that's how you feel when you get sober, is like, right, I've done this and now I have the power to help other people. And you'll be able to do that on there. The website address is cuppa.community, if you put that into your browser. It's a Mighty Networks community, which means you download the Mighty Networks app and then you find Cuppa on their app. So there is you can get a Cuppa on the go with that as well.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet, so what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast. So it's started about 2 weeks ago. We've already got 1,000 members on there. This is the first time we're mentioning it on the podcast. And we want you guys just to get on there, tell your story, share what you're doing, and hopefully meet people near you. That's one of the brilliant things on Cuppa, is that you can go into your members section, click people nearby, and you'll be able to find sober people in your community and you can connect. That's what people want. That's what Lucy and I needed. You know, I had that 18 months where I was alone in my sobriety, and Lucy just needed someone who had done it. And that's what helped us, and that's what made us get sober and stay sober. So that's what we want to give you as our gift, and we've made it free because we believe everybody deserves support. We will be advertising a few products like alcohol-free drinks and some courses and things on there to help support the network, but you as members will get everything on there for free. So yeah, we're just so excited for you to be part of it. If you go on there and press to become a member at cuppa.community, just remember to check your promotions folder and your spam folder for the confirmation email. We've had a few admin issues with that, but yeah, Welcome to Cuppa, everybody. The kettle has boiled and we're here for you. So excited to see you on there. And I'm sure that Lucy and I will be, you know, there on there enough to answer any of your questions and to support you on your sober journeys. So, yeah, we can Alan can add some cheering there. Welcome to Cuppa, everybody.
Some party poppers.
Yeah, some party poppers, Alan. That's what we need. Yeah.
Yeah, not champagne corks.
Not champagne corks. Pop. We can do pop noises.
And just to add that it's not Facebook because Facebook's old school now.
Yeah, no,
apparently.
We're trendy. We're taking it off Facebook,
but
man.
The other beauty about it not being Facebook is you don't have to have your identity on there.
No.
So you can come on there and create your own sort of username.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Which is really important because some people just don't want to join groups and, you know, with their own identity because it can be a very personal and private journey. We want people to be able to use it in a way that works for them. By all means, there is actually a section on there for sober dating. So by all means, put a really nice picture of yourself up and share whatever you want. Well, to a point.
Yeah. A nice picture of your face. Not anywhere else
I'll
of your body.
I'll have to take mine down.
Faces, elbows are allowed, kneecaps, toes. We'll allow toes, toe fetishes, but no areas that would normally be covered by bikinis or swing
shorts.
Well,
that's not a lot nowadays, is it, really?
It's not, no.
Anyway,
so that's true.
Moving swiftly on.
If you're questioning your relationship with booze, you're struggling to moderate, or your hangovers are causing anxiety, it might be time to reach out for some support.
Yeah, just talk to a mate about how you're feeling, contact a local doctor, find an AA or sobriety group. Vic's got one.
Yeah, just head to www.cuppa.community.
Remember, if you're questioning yourself, it might be time to seek support.
Even though this journey can be awkward, it is definitely worth it. And if you've enjoyed the Sober Awkward podcast, don't forget to review it, rate it, and share it with your mates.
They have to share it with their mates?
Yeah, of course they do. I'm not doing this for nothing, Hamish. Bloody hell.
How do they share it?
I don't know. Just write it on the...
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, as you probably know, my comedy memoir, A Thousand Wasted Sundays, is officially out. All my magnificent fuckuppery in one awkward hit. If you'd like to get your hands on a copy, it's now available from all good bookstores.
We always say all good bookstores, don't we? Yeah. Are there bad bookstores?
I don't know. It's probably ones with moody sellers.
Oh, yeah, depressed librarian folk.
Yes, okay, good. Yeah. So there are probably some, but we're only storing it in the good ones.
It's only made it into the goodies.
You can also get it from all good online retailers. The print version and ebook are out now, and the audiobook will be available in March. I've been writing my memoir for 5 years. It will make you laugh, cry and cringe, and hopefully inspire a few people to reconsider their relationship with booze. If you love the podcast, then I think you'll love the book, even if I do say so myself. Hamish has read it. What did you think?
I feel like I know a little bit too much about you now, to be honest, Vic. Look, I really loved it. It was hilarious and surprisingly moving, but I feel like I've seen you naked in a literary sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From an emotional point of view, seriously, it wobbled my teeny weeny wooden heart, Vic.
Okay.
My teeny little wooden heart.
Well, his teeny little, his wooden heart is broken. Anyway, so if you do manage to get your filthy mitts on a copy, please do me a favour and head to goodreads.com and give me a review. Doing that will help me get it out there to those that need a bit of sober support. So there you have it. My story, unwanted warts and all. Come and get awkward with me.
Not to be too demanding or anything, but seriously, go and buy it.
Yeah,
now.
Go and buy it. Go and buy it right now.
Yeah, don't just tell your friends. Buy it and then buy your friends one or two.
Yeah, yeah. Don't give them a copy. Yeah. Buy it. Yeah.
And you know what? Don't be careful where you store it. If you lose it, you can always buy another five.
Yeah, buy another one.
Yeah.